CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Closing out that set from their 1971 debut, the appropriately titled ZZ Top's first album, featuring Dusty Hill on bass and lead vocals, we had ZZ Top with Going Down to Mexico. Dusty Hill passed away 2 years ago Thursday, July 27, 2021, at 72. In 1968, Hill and drummer Frank Beard moved from Dallas to Houston, joined forces with guitarist Billy Gibbons, and ZZ Top was born. In their 50-plus years of recording and touring, ZZ Top has charted 25 albums and 32 songs on 16 different Billboard charts, played Montreux 3 times, and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. While Gibbons takes the lion's share of the band's lead vocals, Dusty Hill sang on some of the band's most popular tunes, and along with Beard formed one of the greatest rhythm sections in the history of blues and rock music. And taking us across the top of our first hour from their 2016 Grammy-winning Blue and Lonesome, we had the Rolling Stones featuring birthday boy Mick Jagger on vocals and harmonica with their cover of Howlin' Wolf's Just Like I Treat You. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary Bentonia bluesman Jimmy Duck Holmes turned 76 on Friday. He was born July 28, 1947 in Bentonia, Mississippi. Jimmy is the last person to have learned directly from the founder of the Bentonia School of the Blues, Henry Stuckey, when he was 10. Bentonia's legendary Jack Owens was another of Jimmy's mentors. and Jimmy witnessed countless artists playing at his parents' Blue Front Cafe, the oldest juke joint in Mississippi, which he took over the operation of in 1970. In 1972, he began the annual Bentonia Blues Festival at the Blue Front. Since his debut release, Jimmy has released 7 more solo albums and a collaboration with Terry Harmonica Bean in 2014. In 2018, he played 3 packed shows at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and has become a mentor to Vancouver's Robert Conley Farr and Minnesota's Mike Munson. Jimmy Duck Holmes has been nominated for 3 Blues Music Awards. From 2008's Gonna Get Old Someday, this is birthday boy Jimmy Duck Holmes with Could Have Been Married.
Said I could have been married, but I didn't want to settle down. Yes, I could have been married, but I didn't want to settle down. Yes, I could have been married, but I didn't want to stop running around. If I had found me a good gal, one was gonna let me have my way. If I had found me a good gal, one was gonna let me have my way. I might leave home in the morning, don't come back till the next day. Married, but I didn't want to change my way. Yes, I could have been married, but I didn't want to change my way. Well, I guess I'm gonna stay rest of my natural days. Yes, I could have been married, but I didn't want to settle down. Yes, I could have been married, but I didn't want to settle down. Well, I guess I'm gonna stay single till they put me in the ground.
I'm Robert Conley Farr, and you're listening to Brent Morrison's Rock and Blues Show.
I woke up this morning, feeling like Mama worked in cooking for the welfare. They say that Papa making whiskey on the side. Back when the music was real, Nehemiah, this is God calling you. Yes, Lord, what would you have me to do? He said, I'm calling you to preach the blues. Preach it, son. Woo! Papa did. On the woodbine, he did some bootlegging down in Ventonia, and he ran away to Texas for a time. Back when the music was born, Nehemiah, this be God calling you. Yes, Lord, what would you have me to do? He said, I'm calling you to preach the blues. Hallelujah. Oh, Nehemiah Bensay. Stucky and Sims were making music, singing with the boys down at the fish fry. And that was his biggest inspiration. Give me that guitar and let me have a try. Back when the music was wild, Nehemiah, this be God calling. Yes, Lord, what would you have me to do? He said, I'm calling you to preach the blues. Preaching songs, all Papa did. That's right. Now he met H.C. down in Jackson, saying, come to Grafton and I'll make you a star. 26 cents for the Paramount label, just a lonely man. Back when the music was real, Nehemiah, this is God calling. Yes, Lord, what would you have me to do? Said, I'm calling you to preach the blues. Preach it, son. Papa did. All right. But then he got religion. Papa said, son, you need to serve the Lord. Every Sunday morning, the man is preaching the blues, 'cause the gospel and blues is holding hands. Back when the music was wild, Papa said, set aside the works of the devil, son. Walk away from blues and making whiskey. Got to sing in the full gospel band. Well, by now you know the whole story. They found old Skip in 64, and he went down to Newport with Mississippi John, and Van got a record, signed him to a deal. And when Eric sang, I'm so glad, Nehemiah finally got something. And that's when people started talking, and they called the man by the name Skip James. I said, maybe you don't like it then, maybe you don't understand, 'cause it's the Holy Spirit gave a voice to the man. The last time we saw him, he was pining, and it was cancer that got him in the end. He had a faraway look in his eyes, my only friend, God Almighty. Nehemiah Curtis James.
Closing out a set of Bentonia Blues from her 2014 release, Hard Luck Child, a tribute to Skip James. We had the legendary Rory Block with the one original track on the album, her composition, Nehemiah James. Before that, from his new release, Cherry Ball, recorded at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver in January, we had Vancouver's Robert Conley Farr with his cover of Jimmy Duck Holmes's Buddy Brown. And I got that set started off with Jimmy Duck Holmes and Could Have Been Married from his 2008 release, Gonna Get Old Someday. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to showcase some of the music of the living legend Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy turns 87 on Sunday. He was born July 30th, 1936 in Lettsworth, Louisiana. At 21, he made his way to Chicago and was befriended by the already legendary Muddy Waters. In between working as a tow truck driver and mechanic, Buddy Guy became one of the must-see live acts in Chicago and a reliable session player at Chess Records. Buddy Guy has charted 22 albums and 12 songs on 8 different Billboard charts, been nominated for 55 Blues Music Awards, winning 35 times, and has been nominated for 14 Grammys, winning 8 times. Buddy Guy was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1985, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005, and was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2015. He's also been nominated for the Maple Blues Awards International Artist of the Year 3 times, winning in 2015, and has played Montreux 11 times. On Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, Buddy Guy ranked number 30 in 2003 and number 23 on the 2011 revised list.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
From his 2022 double album, The Blues Don't Lie, this is the legendary Buddy Guy with I Let My Guitar Do the Talking.
To sweet old Chicago. Talking.
West Coast, New York to San Fran, Interstate 80 all the way. The band's up in the band. Sometimes nobody listened. I just kept on rocking. A long, long time ago, I let my guitar do the talking. We'll be right back.
make a dumb woman talk. What kind of man is this?